We used to have what we called the Dutch parade, laughingly, but it was kind of fun, too. That was the way we met each other. Uh-huh. You know, boys met girls. That's the way you got your dates, because telephone service was forbidden. You had to yell, and wasn't always too clear.
Right.
And so you just didn't make use of telephones the way they do now.
Right.
And so we'd have... we had services twice on Sunday morning and afternoon, but the Sunday night was the big night for us young people. We had a Bible study and quite a bit of singing in Bible study. And after that, the girls would start two or three in groups, you know. We'd be walking down the road in general direction towards our homes, you know.
Right.
And the fellows in their cars would cruise, look us all over. And some people had dates, but the ones that didn't or were just starting, just 16 and just getting into the game, they were cruising around, quite often two fellows together. Not everybody had cars, so it was quite often two people.
Right.
And they'd see some girl that was a likely prospect or somebody they had their eye on, and they'd ask, they'd pull up alongside and ask if they could take you home. And so if you wanted to, well, that was fine. And if you didn't, you said, no, I think I'll walk a while, which meant that they could stop again later if you didn't have any better prospects. You didn't say it in that many words.
Right.
That,
right.
You really didn't care to get picked up right away because you missed all the fun. And so one night I was just came down the steps from young people, and here stood this nice-looking tall fellow, complete with a gray suit, white shirt and tie, and everybody dressed up, and a hat, no less. And he stood at the bottom of the steps, and I didn't even know who he was. And he asked to take me home. And, well, I was kind of snowed with this real gentleman look. And so I said, okay, and I was picked up right at the steps. So that was kind of a unique thing. And it turned out later he wasn't taking any chances on me walking down the road. Evidently he'd seen me before. And he went in on the start of the game. So that was Tone. And he was very much of a gentleman, and he dressed real nicely. And so, as was customary, you cruised around a little bit and saw who else picked up who and what they, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of kept your eye on things, and then they'd take you home because it wasn't... and people did not have family rooms. So... if you didn't want to go in and sit with the parents, you stayed in the car and just talked,
right,
you know.
Right.
And with some people, this was fine. You could spend an evening talking and really have a good time. And you didn't have a whole lot of money to cruise all around and just waste gas.
Right.
And there wasn't any place to go to get something to eat. And anyway, you'd probably die if you did that on Sunday night, you know.
Right.
So you just came home after you rode around about. And the naughty ones, they parked in the woods someplace and started necking. And that was kind of a customary thing, too.
Yeah.
And but Tone took me home, and we were talking, and pretty soon, and I had a strict curfew. I had to be in at 11 o'clock. And so, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about that. If I didn't, I wouldn't go out the next Sunday night.
Right.
And so, it was time, just about time for me to go in. Well, you know how that these young men, they didn't quite know how to... we were all green as grass, you know.
Right.
So, Well, you have to yawn and stretch, and then your arm automatically comes around behind the girl.
Sure. I've done that move many a time.
And,
I don't think it's ever worked.
And anyway, he popped a button off his shirt, off his cuff of his shirt, because his arms were long. Later, when we were married, I always had to buy him, you know, longer sleeve lengths.
Yeah.
And so it popped the button, and I said, "Oh, I'll sew that on for you if you want to come on in, you know, I'll sew that button on for you." And he said, "Well, you probably might as well, because you're going to be sewing them on for me the rest of my life."
Wow.
Yeah. I thought he was nuts. I guess I was flattered, but I thought he was nuts.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a heck of a bomb to drop on the first.
Yeah, and I didn't know from Adam. Well, then he made a date for the next Sunday night. I was intrigued, and so we went out the next Sunday night, and a couple more nights, and then I found out he was 15 and a little bit younger than I was. He hadn't had his 16th birthday, and that didn't suit me at all. When I was growing up, I had a bet with one of my cousins. I was not going to get caught in this marriage trap like some of these young people did so early.
Yeah.
Because years ago, that was just, you got married, you worked your tail off, you had one baby after another, and that was the end of your life, more or less, as far as I could see.
Yeah.
And I had, in my own mind, I just kind of thought, I won't get married until I'm 23. Maybe not then, but 23 stuck in my mind.
Right.
And I was 16, so I didn't take too good to this. I liked him, but I thought he was nuts. And so we dated a few times, but I didn't want to go steady, and he did, of course. He wanted to nail that right down then.
Yep.
No way. I didn't. So I dated other people, and a couple times we even double dated, and after a while we started more or less zeroing in on each other, but not too smoothly. It wasn't my idea, and eventually we broke up because I just didn't care to be serious. I was a long way from that.
Yeah.
And then I went to Ferris, and he came to see me a couple times, but I went out with a couple other fellas, too.
Mm-hmm.
One that I thought was a complete dud. I only was with him an hour, and I thought, damn. And anyway, eventually, we were, I don't know, I felt, I think, a little more like it was just fate. I wasn't too happy with it, but I just felt that, hey, this is the one, but I was not ready to be tied down.
Right.
And so I worked in Kalamazoo for a while, and he worked in Grand Rapids. It was hard to get jobs. He worked in Grand Rapids for a little while, and then he had a chance to come to Kalamazoo and work on a dairy farm. They sold their own milk.
Mm-hmm.
And bottled it and sold it, and he worked there. And, well, then by that time I was 20, and we were engaged.